The boys are in the starting stalls. Moods, Mytho, Rog, and the Rain Man. Stand by for a start for Moody on the Mic.
Hello, I'm Roger Aldridge, and welcome to the Moody on the Mic podcast, but not quite as you know it. As we mentioned last week, we're taking a little let up ahead of the spring, but we know you still want your Moody fix each week. So what we have for you is a look back to the very beginning, a compilation of the best bits of the earliest Moody on the Mic trackwork videos, which spawned the podcast that you love, or at least like, or at the very least listen to on occasion. These are from back in 2016, ahead of some of the key spring carnival races, with Moods chatting to the likes of Mick Price, Robert Smurden, yep, remember him, Noel Callow, Damien Oliver, and of course, the star of the show, Johnny Sadler. At the back end, we'll look ahead to this Saturday with the best bets from all the team. So stick around.
Ladbrokes. Nogio, Smurden.
You've got to stop that. All right.
What?
I'll start on you.
Oh, you haven't already? Sorry to offend you. I know you're very thin-skinned. Super Cash.
Yeah, don't know what to make of that.
All right, Pete, let's get this done now. Sorry.
Oh, we haven't got to the Yarra Valley preview yet. Still talking about the Group 1s at Flemington. Morning, John.
Peter, how are you?
You good?
Not bad.
How was your Sunday afternoon?
Actually, a very good Sunday afternoon. I went to a pub in Healesville, and Shan and I had a... tell Michael Walker to piss off, will you?
The Dee Oliver decision?
It is what it is.
Can't bone one of your own.
Definitely not.
No one else seemed to see it except for me, but that horse hung in very badly. And he did all he could, Ollie, to try and steer the horse away. So you're making fun of it also, but, I mean, I reckon he was very, very stiff. And
stiff as you Sunday afternoon? When you're having a sleep.
No, he was a lot stiffer than that, I can assure you.
Now or Never takes a place in the mire. She disappointed a little in the Tristark the other day?
No, I don't think she... It was awkward draw.
C. Williams slaughtered?
And it was awkward draw, and we went back from that gate. And then
Craig's done that a little bit lately.
She was one of a number of horses that were luckless. And
not biting?
Never really got the opportunity to fully test her in the straight, and he said...
So it was a slaughter?
So it was a energy-conserving run. So
I definitely a slaughter.
She'll bounce off that. But
Just watching Kieran Maher here, studying. Not busy. I'm surprised he's not giving us an interview at the moment. Morning, Kieran.
G'day, Pete.
You're looking well.
Thanks, mate.
Probably not real good in this breeze this morning, the hair.
No, it's not ideal, actually. I was going to... thinking about going with the man bun, but anyway, it might be a bit much. The boys might be able to handle that.
Joined by leading Victorian jockey Damien Oliver, leading into Guineas weekend, Ollie. Couldn't find one in the Caulfield Cup with your weight at this stage?
No, not at this stage, Smooth. Still waiting, but hopeful that we might get a late-minute call-up.
Just sweating on one of your fellow jockeys getting suspended and have to sit at home and watch you win the cup on their horse?
Well, it'll be nice for me, probably not so nice for them, but you never know what can happen at this time of year.
You know, if you took your wallet out of your back pocket, you're a chance of riding 51.
It's what, good. It's
Craig,
a hot race.
Is Craig thinner skinned than you?
It's a hot race. She's a Group 3 winner in Ireland, Group 2 winner here, and she's just going to scrape in the field. She's just outside the capacity at the moment, so we're relying on somebody not to declare.
Who rides her?
Craig Williams.
Beautiful. Oh, well, he didn't slaughter her. Maybe.
Mick, big celebrations, Extreme Choice, Super on Friday night.
Yeah, he was. It was good. It was good to get his form up for Group 1 and sort of help his service fee at stud. You know, they put a lot of money in Newgate, and good to see him, you know, get something back.
If he goes to stud as fertile as you, could be outstanding.
You only have to look at him.
John, the bandit goes around possibly on Saturday in the 2400, getting ready for the Grand Annual at Warrnambool next year, possibly.
Yeah, maybe, Peter. I haven't been all that happy with him, and I think there's some chance that I've f***ed him.
And Craig Williams has been a great addition to the training ranks, helping you with the bandit.
Well, he helped f*** him.
So he probably shouldn't apply for the jockey trainer licence that's being readily made available for the Pygmies this season.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's got any f***ing idea at all.
been strongly endorsed here earlier this morning for the new trainer jockey's license coming out, helping John Sadler with the training of the Bandit. Any comment there, Craig?
It's not true.
He's a cranky old man, isn't he, John Sadler?
I thought we were talking about the horse.
Anthony Cummings joins us fresh from the Caulfield Pie Shop.
Are you taking it in line to yourself?
Noel Callow talking to his old boss. How was he as an apprentice, Mick?
This
Noel?
Be good.
He was a good boy.
You had to flog him every now and then.
No, we had a couple of good bouts.
Earrings, he won one.
I did.
You scratched me.
I scratched his face and then he sacked me, so he won. Four bouts.
He's a good boy.
But he puts me on a couple of fast ones every now and then. So,
Cup week, we're going to have a play at all?
We'll be watching the derby up in the chairman's club, which is a lovely way to do racing, Pete. And
any risk if you're having a runner? You are a trainer after all.
Joy Saturday, Captain Duffy Stokes can produce one over Cup Week. I think he's been nearly the leading trainer at Flemington the last couple of years. So you fly the flag for him this week.
Geez, you talk a lot.
I've got a beautiful voice.
I hear the trainer coming.
It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
And time keeps dragging on.
Now, here's a thought. Let's make racing even more exciting.
With same race multi.
Across all three race codes.
Ladbrokes has Australia's biggest same race multi offering across thoroughbred, greyhound, harness and international races. Add up to four runners to your same race multi, lock in your odds and watch your potential payout increase. Bet with Ladbrokes, the home of same race multi.
T's and C's apply. See ladbrokes.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
All right, hopefully you enjoyed that little blast from the past. It's time to look forward, though, to this weekend. Best bets time here on Moody on the Mic. The resident Rayman is headed up to Doomben for his best bet. Race 7, number 1, Axe for the resident Rayman. Mytho, a Rosemont Ruffy, also at Doomben. He's gone race 9, number 4, Star Rossa, down in class, back in trip. Should be very hard to beat, according to Mytho. I'm headed to Caulfield. I'm going to Sir John Monash, Group 3, and I'm with the favourite here, Melkovich, returning to Caulfield, where he was victorious a couple of weeks ago. I was against him then, although my selection did run third, and I did say each way, forever free, but I'm certainly in Melkovich's corner this weekend, race 8, number 10 at Caulfield. And Moots, what about you?
Quiet weekend for Moody Racing. We've got a two-year-old filly called Cherry Pick having a first start in the first at Caulfield on Saturday. She's trialled up well, and I would think she's probably a little each-way hope at double-figure odds to give Moody Racing a little flutter. And more importantly, let fast horses run fast.
I am here to show you all how to Ladbroke it.
Take a look at where the big bets are landing. Ladbroke's Bet Ticker gives you a live feed of incoming bets across all your favourite races and sports on your Ladbroke's app. Plus, you can now select and filter by runner. See where the big bets land with Bet Ticker.
But let's not stop there. Let's Ladbroke the world!
Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.